The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Tonight I would like to narrate to you some of the special virtues and fadilat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And these fadail will be in the words of Ali himself. This is actually almost 20 years after the passing away of Rasulullah. This is the time when the second Khalifa was injured fatally, and he appointed 6 individuals to be in a shura. It's a committee where they will sit down and choose among themselves who will be the next Khalifa. That towards the end of this discussion, when Ali was not given the Khilafat, he says, Ali stood up and he told them, لا احتجن عليكم بما لا يستطيع عربيكم ولا عجميكم يغير ذلك. I'm going to present to you my arguments, which no Arab or non-Arab in the world of Islam will be able to change or deny. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen mentioned about 30 points. We don't have the time for it. Then he says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ نُودِيَ فِيهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. I remind you of Allah, is there any one of you besides myself about whom the announcement was done from the sky? Which was the announcement? In the battle of Uhud. لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار ولا فتى إلا علي. And I don't want to translate that. Everybody knows about it, doesn't they? Basically, it's saying that there is no sword but Zulfiqar, and there is no young fighter but Ali. And so this is where Amir al-Mu'minin himself takes pride in that, you know, fadilat and this honor that which has been given to him. Then he comes to a very important point, and this for us is very one of the fundamental, you know, status or function of Amir al-Mu'minin, you know, when you relate that to the function of Rasulullah. He says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ عَهَدٌ قَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I remind you of Allah. Is there any one of you among whom the Prophet said, إِنِّي قَاتَلْتُ عَلَى تَنْزِيلِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتُقَاتِلُ أَنْتَ عَلَى تَعْوِيلِ الْقُرْآنِ. He says, did Rasulullah said this about any one of you? That I fought the mushrikeen for the revelation of the Quran. And Ali, you will fight for the sake of the interpretation of the Quran. So the revelation was brought by Rasulullah, but the true interpretation of the Quran has been preserved by Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he brings something very sensitive, but you know, the group didn't have us any way but to acknowledge that. He says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ عَمَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَمَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِأَنْ يَأْخُذُ بَرَاءَةً مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. You know, when the first ayat from Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9 of the Quran, was revealed, and that's one of the last surahs to be revealed, and it begins without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because the earlier ayat were ultimatum issued by Allah and Rasul to the mushrikeen of Makkah, that now this is a sacred place. You have 4 months' time to think about it. Otherwise, you have to vacate. This will only be for the Muslims. This bara'at means declaration of this repudiation by Allah and Rasul. Rasulullah gave it to Abu Bakr. He said, you take this to Mecca. While Abu Bakr was already in his journey, going towards Mecca, Jibreel comes down. And Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a very serious matter. Either you do it yourself or get it done by somebody who is from you. Either yourself or somebody who is from you. What does Rasul do? He called Ali. He said, go and ride in the fast manner until you reach Abu Bakr, take the ayat from him. And then read that in Mecca to the mushrikeen on my behalf. So Abu Bakr halfway came back. He was kind of, you know, sad, worried what has happened. And this is where Ali says, أَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ أَمَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِأَنْ يَأْخُذَ بَرَاعَةٍ مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. Is anyone among you that Allah, the Messenger of Allah, ordered him to go and take this bara'at, this declaration from Abu Bakr? فَقَالَ لَهُ أَبُو بَكْرٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُنزِلَ فِيَ شَيْءٍ. When Abu Bakr came back, Ali says, he mentioned to Rasul, and you know all about it, that did something came against me from the revelation? And this is where Rasul says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُعَدِّ عَنِّي إِلَّا Ali. Nobody can convey that on my behalf except Ali. If a matter like bara'at, the issue of declaring this statement, it was not even fighting. Otherwise you can say, yeah, Ali is the best. It's a statement of, you know, declaring a statement on behalf of Allah and Rasul. In that serious matter, Rasulullah is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either you do it yourself or somebody who is from you. Then what about the matter of Khilafat? What about the issue of successorship? It cannot be left to anyone but who is Nafsi Rasul, and that is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Ali says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ قَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Is anyone among you besides me about whom the Prophet had said, أَنْتَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزَلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى إِلَّا إِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. Is there anyone other than me about whom the Prophet said that you are to me like Harun is to Musa, except that there is no Nabi after me? So all these relationships and the status which is there for Harun in relation to Musa is there for Ali also, with the exception of Nubuwwat. Harun was also a Nabi like Musa, but Ali is not a Nabi because Nubuwwat ended with our Prophet. And this is where we come to realize the importance of the status of Ali bin Abi Talib. Then he goes on to say, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ قَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يُحِبُّكَ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَا يُبْغِضُكَ إِلَّا كَافِرٌ. He says, is there anyone among you, the five of you sitting here, about whom the Prophet said that none shall love you but a mu'min. None shall hate you, O Ali, but a kafir. In the famous version of hadith is that وَلَا يُبْغِضُكَ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ. Nobody shall hate you, O Ali, but somebody who is a munafiq and a hypocrite. And the people of Medina, people like Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Abu Ayyub Ansari, they have narrations in the Sunni books where they say that when we wanted to identify a munafiq in our community, we used to see what is his attitude towards Ali. And when we saw that, whenever we see that, you know, he's negative towards Ali, we would know that he is a munafiq.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.